Today's guest appeared on Shark Tank with a handmade prototype and then went on to appear on Good Morning America and The View after she got her first batch of inventory. Later, her product got into major brick and mortar retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond and Walmart and saw a lot of success on Amazon. How did a speech pathologist with no experience marketing products build a profitable, high-growth business so quickly? Well, she shares her story and some great advice in this 20-minute interview. Welcome to another episode of the Harvest Growth Podcast, focused on helping consumer product companies, inventors, and entrepreneurs harvest the growth potential of their product businesses. Today, we're speaking with Cheryl Rigdon. She's the founder, owner, and inventor of The Spatty, thespatty.com. Think spatula when you think that word, T-H-E-S-P-A-T-T-Y. The URL is in the show notes, as always. So if you're driving, please go check out the show notes afterwards as well. But this is a really cool product, and Cheryl's had a lot of success with it. We're going to hear a lot from her story that hopefully will help you be successful with your businesses as well. Cheryl, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I will let you describe the Spatty. I think you'll do a better job than I can. Tell us, for the audience's sake, what is the Spatty?
So it's a miniature spatula. It's a money-saving tool that goes into virtually any product on the market to retrieve every last drop of product. So when you can't get your product out and you turn it over and it won't come out, the Spatty goes into those bottles and gets the remainder product for you. So it saves you money and saves you product.
What are the most common uses for the Spatty that you see either yourself or consumers that you talk to? What types of products?
Beauty's a big one. That's the most expensive. Your foundation bottles, your lotion bottles, any beauty products. I mean, beauty products they are very expensive. Your lip glosses. Also, we see a lot of use in the kitchen for people with their condiments, their ketchups, their mustards, peanut butter, even some of the larger jars with larger openings, you can still use it for like peanut butter, Nutella. So I think the kitchen and cosmetics are the two areas that we see the Spatty get the most use out of.
And you'll tell me if I'm wrong, but I suspect some of the reasoning or rationale might be a little bit different. So you mentioned beauty products can be so expensive. Some of these tiny jars, single ounce or a couple ounce jars or whatever, that getting every last bit out can be really a money saver for one thing. In the kitchen, some items are more expensive than others, but sometimes it can be that frustration where you've got that last little bit in there and I don't have any more, right? So I want to use the Nutella or peanut butter or whatever. So this is my last chance to get something out. So it might be a utilitarian benefit as well, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we kind of see it in the kitchen. It's like, oh, this is my last little bit of ketchup. And I don't have another bottle of ketchup to use. No. So you had the Spatty there to get it out with. You're making a sandwich and you can't get the mayonnaise out. And that's how we see it mostly in the kitchen. It's not so much as, a big money saver, but more of, you need to get it out and you don't have any more Nutella, you don't have any more peanut butter. So you need to get it, have a Spatty there to get the last of it out with. Where with the cosmetics, it's definitely a big money saver because there's up to 25% of product left in the containers that you can't get out. So it saves you, a lot of money throughout the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would tell you, many of the coolest or best products, best inventions either I've seen or interviewed on our podcast, a lot of them seem like, well, yeah, that seems like a really obvious idea, right? Because it's a big problem everybody faces. Like, people may be thinking as they listen to this podcast, I had that same idea 10 years ago. I should have done something with it or whatever. Because that's a sign of a great product, right? When it's so obvious that the first time you hear about it, like, well, yeah, of course. Like, I can't believe this doesn't exist already out there in a big way. Can you tell us a little bit about your story? How did you originally come up with the idea?
I do actually hear that all the time about people saying, oh, I thought of that, or why didn't I think of that? And yes, it is something I get a lot. But I actually, came up with the idea of Spatty out of frustration. I was getting ready to go on a date with my husband. I was putting my makeup on and I couldn't get any more foundation out of my bottle. And I turned it over and I was banging it on my hand and nothing was coming out. And so I was like, what can I use to get into my bottle to get the product out? So one thing I could think of that was small enough was a Q-tip. So I go and grab a Q-tip and I use it and I'm putting it on my face and I get cotton all on my face. I'm picking the cotton off and I was like, this isn't working. So I take the cotton off and I just use the handle of the Q-tip. It takes forever, but I finally get enough out. And I'm like, there's gotta be something that I can buy that will go into my foundation to get this product out. Well, I couldn't find anything. So I was like, I'm going to make, you know, something myself. Cause I was, you know, I didn't want to waste my product. I didn't want to waste my money. And so that's kind of where I came out with it. Just having that frustration of not being able to get to my product.
And, you know, so many great ideas. That's exactly how you start, as a personal frustration. And then kudos to you for doing something about it and, you know, designing something that's really beneficial for so many people. One of the great things I've seen about your business is you've had the chance to have some great PR. And I can't call it lucky. I can't call it falling in your lap, because I'm sure it took a lot of work to get there. And I'd love to talk about how you achieved that. But, you know, you've been on the Shark Tank, Good Morning America, The View, and many other local and national shows as well, and had some great success from a PR standpoint. Can I ask you, how did you get your product onto these shows?
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm lucky getting on these shows, definitely. So when I went on Shark Tank, it was just a handmade product. It wasn't manufactured. I really had just invented it maybe 6 months prior to going on Shark Tank. I definitely appreciate my producers that I worked with to get on Shark Tank. You know, they vouched for me week in and week out on, you know, having me, you know, be on the show. So I think, you know, they were great blessings and I'm thankful for them. But being on Shark Tank, you know, actually, you know, got the word out there about the product, and because it was just handmade. So that's where, you know, Spotty got its start, which isn't, you know, most businesses can't say that. I don't know how many can say they got their start from a national show like Shark Tank, but that's my story. And then, you know, getting on The View and on Good Morning America, being on Shark Tank, you know, helped a lot with that. Cause when I wrote to them, and the people who do those shows, you know, I could, you know, say, hey, you know, I was on Shark Tank, you know, I want to, you know, let more people know about this product, and, you know, they liked it. And that's something they have me on there, you know, every year, you know, I'm usually on The View and on Good Morning America, you know, offering the product, on their show. And, so yeah, I mean, it's just, I've had a lot of success with that, and it's been, you know, it's been great helping, you know, especially the national shows, getting the word out there so more people can know about Spotty and know that they can save money, don't have to waste their product.
I think I love how you described how, you know, starting with Shark Tank, with, you know, not everybody can do that as a national, very successful show like that at your first time out the gates. But the nice thing is you use that as a springboard to get onto other channels or platforms. And that actually is a pretty common approach. Again, not starting with Shark Tank, but starting maybe with local news or local shows, and then using that to springboard into national. And one of the reasons why I've seen that with a lot of our clients and inventors I've talked with over the years is when you talk to a news program, for example, or Shark Tank or any other, they're thinking about a story, right? They don't really care about your product, right? They're not in the business of driving your success. They're in the interest of driving viewers. And so they want a cool product, something that's unique and different, but they also want a cool person, right? They want to get to know the person, the story, see that you or somebody, you know, not everyone likes being in front of a camera, and that's okay. I'll find somebody from your company that does, right? So, but they want to see that there's a person and a product, or a person and a business behind it. Once you see that first success, as you said so eloquently, that can really springboard your success into other PR channels as well. So that's a great way of saying that.
Yes, yes. Being on Shark Tank brought a lot of PR my way, so it's been nice.
Yeah, for sure. Which would you say of the various big shows or programs you've been on has been the biggest driver of sales for you?
So in the beginning, Shark Tank, definitely. You know, I had to take pre-orders from that show. I didn't have a product yet. I was in the middle of getting the mold made when my episode aired. So I was like, I have no product, but, you know, I was excited about it, you know, being on TV. I got enough pre-orders to pay for the mold and pay for my first production run of product. So that was a huge, huge blessing. And then Good Morning America, you know, has also been, you know, a good driver of orders, and The View, since those are, you know, your national shows. And, you know, we have tons of viewers that are, you know, watch it and are able to see it and learn about the Spotty. So those three, I'd say, you know, have been my biggest ones.
And, you know, oftentimes I hear that whatever your first big appearance is can be great. Oftentimes it gets better as you go because your systems are more in place. Like you talk with Shark Tank, you're not even really having product ready. So you're limited. Not everyone's going to buy a product on pre-order, right? So it would have been, of course, even better had you had inventory in place. But that's, everyone has their own story of starting, right? So you had to start there. That's, that really catapulted you. So I'm not saying, obviously you did it the right way for your business, but the, your business and your systems get better as you take advantage of those opportunities over time. So it's only getting better as you progress. So next time you're on the air, now you've got inventory. And then after that, you've got maybe digital marketing figured out to retarget to people that don't buy the first time. So it can get better and better as you learn with each appearance as you go.
Yes, it is. It does. Yes, definitely. Each time you learn from, you know, past things, or I think one of the great things now is I think Shark Tank has gotten so big and so many people have been on it. There's like a group now. So for anybody who's fixing to come onto Shark Tank, they can get invited into this group and they can say, hey, what helped y'all, you know, with y'all sales, or, you know, what did y'all do, you know, to help with this? And so that's been, I think, a great support group for, you know, for people coming on there. It's also where I could ask, you know, questions from these other, you know, great entrepreneurs who have, you know, found great success. You know, I can go to them and say, hey, you know, this is going on. Have y'all experienced this? Or I'm thinking about doing this. What did y'all do that y'all saw that y'all had luck with? So it's been a great group of people to kind of bounce things off of.
Yeah. And I would say any business owner, whether it's a product business or whatever type of business you have, that type of support group is immensely important. And obviously that group is not going to be right for everybody because you have to be on Shark Tank to get there, right? But don't feel restricted by that. So for our audience or listeners, there are many masterminds or groups that you can join or be a part of. Just find one with the people, you know, in a similar circumstance, some that are ahead of you, some that are behind you in terms of their timelines, success, revenues, or however you want to define it. And you'll learn from both of those. I think that's a great example. So that group is perfect for you and for anybody else that's appeared on Shark Tank. But others, I would challenge you. So, you know, I'm a part of one as well for agency owners that we're all very different agencies, but we face the same problems. And there's a lot of these for product marketers, inventors, et cetera, too. So that's good advice.
There's one called Entrepreneur Exchange that's on there. And there's a lot of people who have been on Shark Tank that are also in that group. That's a pretty big group for, you know, entrepreneurs or people are looking to start their business that, you know, they can go on there, ask questions. And there are a lot of Shark Tank companies that are on there as well.
Very cool. That's good advice. So let's jump over to a little slightly different topic, retail. So you've got great PR success. You've had some, that drove a lot of website sales, et cetera, for your business. And eventually got into a lot of retailers as well. Can you list out maybe some of your bigger retailers that you're currently in?
So our first one we got into was Bed Bath Beyond. Walmart's, you know, a big one that we're in. We're fixing to get our newest product is the Lip Spatty for your lip glosses and lipsticks, and it's fixing to go into Walmart. They're going to put it in a little over 3,000 stores come October. So just in time for Christmas.
Nice.
And yes. So those are probably some of the two bigger ones. I mean, Amazon, which is, you know, online retailer. We're in talks with Dollar General. So I'm hoping that, you know, goes over well, and because they have over 7,000 stores and, you know, they're in all the, like we have just one right down the road from us, you know, I mean, they're everywhere. So it's a great little store you can just run to, you know, get something if you need. So hoping everything works out with that. And, you know, maybe we'll be in Dollar General, you know, before the end of the year. It's the biggest one that I'm working on right now. But yeah, Walmart and Bed Bath & Beyond are probably our, you know, two larger brick and mortar stores that we're in.
And, you know, similar, we talked with PR, how one big appearance can lead to many others. Retail is very much the same. They watch each other and they want to hear about success at one before they take on the risk of, you know, taking a new product into their listing. So starting out really helping, you know, getting in one helps you get into many other retailers down the road as well. So how did you, tell us about the process. How did you land your first big retailer?
Well, I think Walmart, they do something every year called Made in America. And that's how we originally got into Walmart. I applied. There's actually one coming up. I think you can still apply to go to it. I think the application's still open. But that was how we got into Walmart originally, was going to their Made in America event where they opened it up, you know, to all these different companies. So that was great, getting into that. And then with Bed Bath & Beyond, I had no retail experience. I was a speech language pathologist and had no idea about how to get into retail, had no idea what I was doing about starting a business. Somebody contacted me from being on Shark Tank that's what her job was to get products into retail. And so that was a huge help in the beginning. I didn't know, what a GS1 barcode was. I didn't know, what these programs called EDI were, all these things that you have to have to get into big box retail. So he helped me get all that set up and, he had the contacts, for a lot of the buyers that we could reach out to and send them samples and that stuff. So that was a huge help in the beginning. So he kind of helped me set all that up, and he, helped initiate, some of those first calls. And Bed Bath & Beyond is actually a funny story, because we had sent to Bed Bath & Beyond. They originally told me no, that they didn't want it. But then I went and met with some store owners locally, told them about my product and about Shark Tank and how it's local, and was like, would y'all be able to sell it, locally in your store? And they said, well, we have to get approval through corporate. And so they actually reached out to corporate. And so Bed Bath & Beyond actually called me back and said, hey, we heard from, a couple local store owners that want your product in the stores. And they wound up picking it up nationally after I was told no. So don't ever take no as an answer. You got to keep going back to them.
Good advice. And I would say necessary advice, because especially as a product marketer, you're going to hear no, right? The best products in the world do not get yeses in the very beginning, at least certainly not from everybody. So yeah, just handle those no's, work and keep working at it, and you'll find a way into the doors, whether it's retail or PR or other initiatives as well. That's great.
Yes, I was actually originally told no for Good Morning America being on their deals and steal segment as well, too, because I didn't originally get a deal from Shark Tank. And they're like, well, since you didn't get a deal from Shark Tank, they originally did say no, too. And I've been on there, year in, year out for the past several years. So, yeah, definitely keep going at it. If you get told no, don't take it.
Well said. So, Cheryl, do you have any resources that you recommend to our audience? Any books, podcasts, or seminars, whatever it might be, that have been really helpful? You talked about masterminds or your agents or your group, I should say, on Facebook with other Shark Tanks. But are there any other resources that you recommend to our audience?
Well, the Entrepreneur Exchange is one that I would definitely, recommend, because there are a lot of people on there in different stages, with their businesses. And like I said, there are some people who've been on Shark Tank. A lot of people have been on Shark Tank. They're on there. It's actually founded by somebody who was on Shark Tank. So it's, I think that's a great resource. That's where I kind of send people to that, reach out to me. I try to, help the best I can, but also, send them there, because it's such a big community of people that are all in different places in their journey. So I think that's a great place to go.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've had a few guests that have been on Shark Tank and are part of the Facebook group that you mentioned before. And of course, it'd be awesome if everyone could join, but again, it wouldn't be the same group that way, right? There's something to pass by to get onto that group. So I think that's a good backup for everybody else. If you haven't been there already, a lot of the same people might be able to help you through Entrepreneur Exchange. Great resource. Thank you. Is there anything I didn't ask you in this interview that you think would be helpful for our audience?
Well, I guess, just finding, the right people to kind of have around you to kind of support you, because being an entrepreneur, starting your own business, it's not easy. And you do get a lot of times, there are a lot of down times where, you might get frustrated, or you might feel like, I don't want to keep going, or this is too hard, or, I'm getting no's here. Just finding some people to support you and, in that way, to keep you encouraged, but also, finding the right people. Like I did, beginning, because I didn't know anything about getting into retail. And so finding that person who knew about that, who knew how to get into retail, helped me out a lot, in the beginning, because I wouldn't have known, kind of what to do. When you can't be expert at everything, so finding, good social media persons, and social media is so big these days. So I think just finding, the right group of people around you who have skills and knowledge in areas that you don't have.
That's good. And you will have naysayers, like not just retailers, not just Good Morning America, but you'll have friends and family that may think your idea is stupid, right? Like, it's just the nature of launching a product. Not everyone is going to love it. Not everyone's going to support it or understand why you're even doing it. Yeah. So talk to people that can support you. You mentioned a support group of, you know, whatever that might be in terms of agencies or brokers or experts in the field. Absolutely. But also positive people in your life, right? People that are going to be there to support you, because we're all going to have down days. You know, even, you know, I talk with a lot of very successful product marketers like yourself that, you know, you still, not every day is a win, right? You still have difficulty. Yes. Things go wrong. And even in the most successful businesses, so having positive people to support around you is really important. So yeah, thanks for bringing that up. So again, thank you, Cheryl, for taking the time. This has been a great interview. Oh, for the listeners, please go to thespatty.com to learn more. Also, be sure to check out Harvest Growth Podcast to see other episodes we've recorded. And if you like this episode and want to learn more about how you can profitably grow your consumer product business, please subscribe to our show and leave us a review at iTunes or Google Play. I will say also, check out the show notes. We've got a promo code or discount code that Cheryl has put onto the website. So thespatty.com. If you use the discount code HARVESTGROWTH, you'll get a 25% discount off of your purchase. So I encourage everyone, at least check out the website, see the great work that she's done. And if you love the product, then please buy one. It's a fantastic product. Cheryl, thanks again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.